You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Ryan Davison, head coach at A1 Football Factory and founder of A1 Vipers football team. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Hiya.
So Ryan, first of all, I believe that A1 Vipers came about in part due to some tragic circumstances. If you don't mind, could you go into that a little bit, please?
Yeah, of course. So 2.5 years ago, I lost my little boy. He was 4 months old and he had something called tachycardia fallow, which is a heart problem. Unfortunately, he passed away after his fourth open heart surgery. Yeah, on the back of that, I changed my job. Great money, but I just wanted to give back in life a little bit and find myself, find a purpose in life. And that's when I took the head coach job on at A1 Football Factory.
Sounds like giving back through the medium of football. Have you always been massively into football and just found that as the best vehicle?
Yeah, sport in general. Like, it's where we're from, it's big rugby, so I was big on rugby league. But I've always coached since 18-year-old, coached grassroots teams and stuff. And then I had a little family myself, so that I took away from that a little bit. But sport in general has always been something that I've played and coached. And then on the back of losing Isaac, I just wanted to completely change my job to be a job that gives back. And then obviously I found this and to start with, it was just a couple of hours here, there and everywhere. It wasn't a full-time job. The owners of A1 created the head coach left and asked me to step up and do that job. And I took it on and never looked back since.
So how did A1 Vipers, the team, come to be?
I got the head coach role and looked around at what we do and what we offer. And everything I want to do from now moving forward to make my little boy proud is to make sure that this facility can host for everybody. So I looked into stuff and there was a dad that came down called Dean and his son, and he were visually impaired. And basically he couldn't find a team. It was too slow at grassroots level. So all the kids were not being very nice. It made him not want to play. But then he tried to find pan disability teams. But again, it wasn't suited for him. So he came down and he said, look, I just want my son to play football. So we took a few notes. We had a look into it. We started it off. I was a bit new to it myself at the time, but we thought, let's just see. It might be just one kid and a dad, and we'll just open it up. We've got indoor pitches. Let's just see where it goes. And it just absolutely took off from there.
Is any football experience needed to get involved?
None at all. Absolutely not. No, you can be new to football, whatever your ability is. We want everybody to come down, feel safe, be yourself, and just play football. And football is the minority of what we do down here. So football, yes, it's called A1 Football Factory, but actually what we do is giving kids confidence, making new friends, believing in themselves a little bit. We have parents coming up to us now, especially in the visually impaired group, that say the kids are joining in at PE at school now, they're making friends, they're confident. It is a real difference from what once was a year and so ago to now. It's amazing to see.
That must be some fantastic job satisfaction as well, hearing from parents that what you're doing and what started off as one kid and his dad is now, you know, loads of kids.
Very rewarding.
Improving in their confidence, and I suppose, you know, getting to be around kids that are similar to themselves as well must be brilliant.
Yeah, so we had Luck North come in a couple of weeks ago and we spoke, and when the kids first came to us, they didn't even want to come on the pitch. They were very nervous kids. You've got to imagine, I used to play rugby and football and play for grassroots teams, and I always took for granted for that. These children have never had that. So to be part of a team was one thing, but to be getting interviewed the other week and one of the questions was, how do you feel about the team? And one of the kids said, I actually never thought I'd meet people like myself. And the interviewer said, and have you? And she said, I absolutely have. Like, that means everything to us, that kids can come down and they actually feel like they're part of something. And more so, they feel like we've created a team that the best friends. The confidence now is unbelievable. They're a real team from the back of it. It's blown away anything we ever could have thought that what would have happened. It's another level of what's happened down here with it. It's amazing.
And finally for you, Ryan, if anybody wants to get involved in the team, how can they do so and how can they find out more?
We're based in Pontefract, A1 Football Factory. So you can either message us on our socials or email our own football factory page, or you can you could even email my own email address, which is r.davison95@outlook.com, or give us a phone call. If you just type your name on Football Factory and Google, it'll come straight up. And absolutely come down. I can't say enough. Families and kids, even kids that we've got now, they hesitated to come in. And I think a lot of it is that they don't know if it's right for them, or they're worried. My biggest message is just come down, see what it's about. I've had 15, 16 kids come down and not one kid's left from the back of it. We're confident once you come into the door, and the big thing is getting that confidence to come. And once you come, we tend to keep you because it's an amazing atmosphere. Everyone involved is just brilliant.
Ryan Davison, head coach at the A1 Football Factory and founder of A1 Vipers football team. Thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.